Welcome to episode 281 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we turn to the book of James, the 47th book in our series, 50 books of the Bible in 50 weeks. James 1 verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion. Greetings. Who is the author of this letter? There are several men named James mentioned in the New Testament, but reliable tradition assigns this book to the one called James the Just, the half-brother of Jesus, and the brother of Jude, who leads a church in Jerusalem. Other men mentioned in the Bible named James include James, the brother of John and the son of Zebedee, the first apostle martyred, and also known as James the Elder, one of the two sons of thunder. James, the son of Alphaeus, often referred to as James the Less, one of the most obscure of the 12 disciples. James, the father of the other apostle, Judas. The Gospels first mention James, whom we believe to be the author of this epistle, in Matthew 13, verse 55, and Mark 6, verse 3, where he's listed along with three other brothers of Jesus and some unnamed sisters. According to John 7, verse 5, James and the other brothers initially do not approve of Jesus' ministry, but they become followers later and are members of the early community of believers who live in Jerusalem after Jesus' ascension. James becomes one of the earliest witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. He then stays in Jerusalem and forms part of the group of believers who pray in the upper room. From that time forward, James's status within the Jerusalem church begins to grow. An early history of the church says that James is such a man of prayer that his knees have large and thick calluses, making them look like the knees of a camel. James is still in Jerusalem when the recently converted Saul, the man who will become the Apostle Paul, arrives to meet with him and Peter. Several years later, when Peter escapes from prison, he reports to James about the miraculous manner of the escape. When the Jerusalem Council convenes, James is the apparent chairman. He's also an elder of the church, called a pillar, in Galatians 2 verse 9. Later, James again presides over a meeting in Jerusalem, this time after Paul's third missionary journey. James comes to be known as the Just because of his piety and ascetic lifestyle. According to tradition, James dies in 62 AD, apparently as a result of conflicts with the Jewish authorities in Jerusalem. According to the historian Josephus, a Jewish council condemns him on the charge of breaking the law. Then they have him executed by stoning. Josephus says that this action is unpopular with many of the citizens of Jerusalem and that many view this as a political murder. Another account of James's death is reported by Eusebius of Caesarea, a Greek historian of Christianity. It alleges that the Pharisees, upset by the Christian leaders' teachings, throw him from the summit of the temple. Yet the fall does not kill him, and on the ground he's killed, and then his skull is broken with a fuller's club. But even as he's being beaten to death, he prays for his attackers. James is credited as the author of the New Testament epistle that bears his name. But because this letter is written in fluent Greek, some scholars doubt that a native Aramaic speaker like Jesus' brother could have written it. However, other scholars contend that someone else could have helped James write it, or that it could be a translation of what he said. Supporting this opinion is the fact that the letter seems to reveal an authoritative leader based in Palestine, and many of the views expressed in it appear to differ from those of Paul. If this letter does come directly from James, it could be one of the earliest known Christian writings and one of particular value written by someone who knew Jesus personally. The epistle is written somewhere between AD 50 and AD 60. James identifies himself by name, but simply describes himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. His letter deals more with Christian ethics than Christian theology. Its theme is the outworking of faith, the external evidence of internal conversion. To whom is this epistle addressed? In James 1 verse 1, the author says, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion. What James means by this reference to the 12 tribes is difficult to understand. The question is whether James writes a letter to only Christians from a Jewish background or to all Christians. Certainly this letter applies to all Christians, yet James probably writes his letter before Gentiles are brought into the church, or at least before Gentile Christians appear in any significant number. The 12 tribes is a Jewish figure of speech that sometimes refers to the Jewish people as a whole. Paul refers to our 12 tribes in his speech before King Agrippa. The concept of the 12 tribes among the Jewish people is still strong, even though they have not lived in their tribal allotment for centuries. In Galatians 2 verses 8 to 9, Paul describes some of the first century apostles as the apostleship to the circumcised. That is to say that their ministry is mainly to the lost sheep of Israel, even as Jesus described this in Matthew 10 verse 6 and Matthew 15 verse 24. In the same context, Paul mentions this same James, so it is fair to also regard him as one having the apostleship to the circumcised. He speaks of the tribes in the dispersion, or as some of the versions put it, which are scattered abroad. At this time, the Jewish people are scattered all over the world, and there is a Christian presence among most Jewish communities throughout the world. Regarding the extent of the dispersion, Josephus writes, there is no city, no tribe, whether Greek or barbarian, in which Jewish law and Jewish customs have not taken root. In view of all of this, it is reasonable to assume that James is not necessarily addressing his epistle to one church in one community, but he intends that this letter be read by a variety of different communities in various parts of the diaspora. A study of James' life provides some important lessons for us. His conversion gives testimony to the overwhelming power that came from being a witness of Jesus' resurrection. James turns from being a skeptic to a leader in the church based on his meeting the resurrected Christ. James's speech at the Jerusalem Council in Acts 15 verses 14 to 21 reveals his reliance on Scripture, his desire for peace within the church, his emphasis of grace over the law, and his care for Gentile believers, although he himself ministers almost exclusively to Jewish Christians. Also worthy of note is James's humility. He never uses his position as Jesus' blood relative as a basis for his authority. Rather, James portrays himself as a servant of Jesus, nothing more. In short, James is a gracious leader through whom the church is richly blessed. Father, thank you for the life and ministry of James. Help us to be inspired by his example and moved by his testimony, moved to draw closer to each other and closer to you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.